Good morning, everyone. I will call to order the May 23rd, 2018 variance hearing. My name is Corey Teague. I'm the acting zoning administrator. I'm joined today by our executive secretary, Eva Altahera Taylor, and also additional staff, Laura Bell Cook. Going to provide some general information about the order of presentation for the variance cases today. Sponsors and or property owners shall be allowed 5 minutes to present oral arguments on how the five findings are met to justify a variance. The applicant should also submit the declaration of posting when they approach to present their case. Any members of the public, both supporters and opponents to the proposed variance, shall be allowed 3 minutes each to speak. If there is any public testimony in opposition to a proposed variance, the applicant is allowed 3 minutes for rebuttal. I may also ask questions of the applicant and or members of the public. And at the end of the item, I may close the public hearing and take the matter under advisement. I may continue the item to a future date, or I may indicate my action on the item today. Items listed on the consent calendar are matters considered routine by the zoning administrator, and if anyone would like to speak on these items, please step up when those items are called. Otherwise, they will be granted. There are currently 3 items listed on the consent calendar today. Public comment is at the end of the hearing, and it shall be allowed only for items that are not on the agenda. Members of the public are allowed 3 minutes each to speak at that time. Regarding the criteria for justifying a variance, Section 305C of the Planning Code states that in order to grant a variance, the zoning administrator must determine that the facts of the case are sufficient to establish the following 5 findings. Finding 1, that there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class of district. Finding 2, that owing to such exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the Planning Code would result in a practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship not created by or attributable to the applicant or the owner of the property. Finding 3, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding 4, that the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property or improvements in the vicinity. And finding 5, that the granting of such variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the Planning Code and will not adversely affect the general plan. Please be aware that no variance decision is final until a decision letter is issued, and due to current backlogs, decision letters may take up to 2 months or longer to complete from the date of this hearing. If anyone would like to receive a copy of a decision letter for a specific case, please complete the sign-up sheet located at the far wall and provide your contact and mailing information. The zoning administrator's actions to grant or deny a variance application may be appealed to the Board of Appeals within 10 days of the date of the decision letter, and again, no decision is final until a decision letter is issued. Private conversations can be very disruptive to the hearing, so please conduct all private conversations outside the hearing room. The next variance hearing is scheduled for June the 27th, 2018, and audio recordings of variance hearings are available on the Planning Department's website as a link on the hearing agenda for hearings on or after January 1st, 2011. So we will now move on to today's calendar, starting with an item proposed for continuance. So item number 1 is for 10 Judah Street, and it is proposed to be continued to next month's variance hearing on June 27th. Is there any public comment on this proposed continuance at this time? Okay. Seeing none, then item number 1 for 10 Judah Street is continued as proposed to June 27th variance hearing next month. Moving on to the consent calendar, there are 3 cases proposed on consent. These include item number 2 for 263 LaSalle Street, item number 3 for 885 Franklin Street, and item number 4 for 500 Terracita Boulevard. Items on the consent calendar are matters considered routine by the zoning administrator. If anyone would like to speak on any of these 3 items, please step forward now. Otherwise, these items will be granted. Is there any public comment on the 3 items on the consent calendar? Okay. Seeing no public comment, we'll conclude the consent calendar and begin with the regular calendar, starting with item number 5 for 99 Cedro Avenue.
Item number five, case number 2017-012132 VAR, 99 Cedro Avenue, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor, please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes.
Good morning. I'm Dina Kronik. I'm the sponsor for the project for Mr. and Mrs. Evans. And the following, so I would like to read the variance findings that we have concluded so that you can make the decision. The subject property is in an irregular shaped corner lot property with a non-compliant detached garage as of now. Enlarging the existing detached one-car garage to a three-car garage in a historic neighborhood presents the following exceptional and extraordinary circumstances that apply specifically to this property. A, this is an existing historic status A house that was built without an attached garage. B, this is a corner property on an irregularly shaped and sloped lot. C, the only accessible open space is within the buildable area. The existing grade and location of the house prohibits the construction of a garage in a different location. The only solution that does not impact the integrity of the historic house preserves open space around the house and allows easy and safe access from Cedro Avenue is to keep the detached garage in its current location. Enlarging the existing garage will remove two additional cars from the street and preserve all existing off-street parking spaces. The literal enforcement of the code will require the garage structure to be attached to the existing house, which is architecturally less desirable as it will impact the original historic massing of the house. Literal enforcement of the planning code would preclude the owners from developing their property and would result in unnecessary hardship with no compensating public benefits. A code-complying project of attached garage would require the driveway and curb cut to shift, and that would impact the front entry of the house as well as street parking. Most properties in the neighborhood contain non-compliant detached garages. Granting this variance will allow the subject property owners to construct a garage, which is a substantial property right possessed by other properties in the same class of district. Many other garages in the neighborhood encroach partially or entirely into their side yards and rear yards. The granting of this variance will allow the owners to develop their property in the same manner as other surrounding properties within the same district. The existing one-car detached garage is already non-compliant and is situated in the exact location that the proposed garage would be using the same curb cut. The expansion towards the alley and the easement will utilize otherwise unevenly shaped lot without impacting the neighbors. Without this variance, the detached garage would be placed adjacent to the house and would have a significant impact on the existing historic house, as well as sacrifice the only usable open space around the house. Granting of this variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to the properties in the vicinity, and it will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the code and will not adversely affect the master plan, as it will preserve the historically significant house, be in the keeping with the typology of the neighborhood, and preserve open space around the house. Granting the variance would improve the livability of the subject property by providing additional usable parking spaces, as well as keeping the usable open space, and would not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the neighboring properties. This will keep the integrity of the historic home and provide more on-site parking, thus opening up more off-street parking. The granting of this variance will be in harmony with the general master plan in preserving the cultural and aesthetic character of the city, adding a more healthy, safe, pleasant, and satisfying place for living, and providing facilities required for the efficient movement of people. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? If so, please come forward.
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm Suzanne McDonald, and I'm here speaking on behalf of the Ingleside Terraces Homes Association. And I submitted a letter yesterday afternoon requesting that the matter not be decided today, but postponed or deferred until the planning department completes its preservation studies and site plan studies with regard to the project. And I think our position is well set out in that letter. I'd just like to speak to the issue of the findings, because we didn't speak to that in the letter. Recognizing the five findings that the zoning administrator must make, I don't think that with regard to findings 1 and 2, we know yet what are the exceptional, extraordinary circumstances that would apply to this property, again, because it's still in planning with review. Number 3 finding, there is already a garage there, so this is really about a bigger garage encroaching more onto the property. So I don't think number 3 can be found yet in terms of finding that the project sponsor requests. Number 4, the grant of a variance will be material detrimental to the public welfare because of the preservation issue. This home is possibly a contributing resource to an eligible historic district, so I don't think the administrator can make finding number 4 at this time. And number 5, a variance grant with regard to the proposal, not with regard to the existing garage, but the proposal, a variance grant would not be in harmony with the general purpose of the planning code, which supports the preservation standards and honors the issues of compatibility and neighborhood character and scale. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing, but the project sponsor has 3 minutes for rebuttal if they would like.
We just want to make a comment that we have effectively satisfied the preservation requirements, and we are at the very last stage of finalizing the environmental evaluation, satisfying both planner and the historian, and we already satisfied the archaeologist who reviewed this project. Yeah.
And am I correct, the plans are actually just recently updated in response to some of that review, correct?
In response to historian's comments.
But the neighborhood notification has not begun yet. It will begin sometime soon now that the plans have been updated.
Yes, correct. As soon as I review, I am now due to review 311.
Correct. Gotcha.
Comment, okay. So not yet.
Thank you very much. Okay. So as was mentioned, the plans were just recently updated. Based on ongoing review, this still has to go through 311. There's the potential for a discretionary review to be filed. So considering those factors, I will take this variance under advisement and see what happens with the 311 notice before making a determination. Thank you.
Moving to item number 6, case number 2017-006656 VAR, 2450 to 2452 Filbert Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor, please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes.
Morning, Mr. Teague. Tony Pontaleone, the architect for the project. We are here today to request a minimal enlargement for an existing second and third floor decks that are located in the rear yard. The large decks will provide much needed usable open space for both units. Okay, this is is that overhead? Well, there we go. Okay, hold on a minute. This is the situation currently for the decks. The original decks were 3 feet, 4 inches deep. Were built to facilitate the cleaning, really, of those windows, not as usable open space. To access those decks, you needed to step through these smaller windows, step over the sill, making the access very difficult. The decks are rotted and structurally unsound and need to be replaced. Typically, a cantilever deck, the structural formula is 1/3, 2/3,
where...
Let me show you this photograph here. Okay. These are the decks. Typically, when they project 1/3 cantilever, there's usually 2/3 of the joist that return back into the building. This is a photograph of the second floor unit looking up to the third floor deck. They project out, as I said, 3 feet four, but they only recess into the building about 2 feet, 2.5 feet. So structurally, they're really not that sound. Okay. The adjacent neighbor to the west of us, has an addition that projects about 7 feet, 4 inches from the rear of our property. They're to the west of us. And this addition greatly reduces the light and air to the units. We are requesting to rebuild the decks to a depth of 6 feet to provide more light and air for the units. This is a plot plan showing the neighbor to the west of us that projects back 7 foot, 4 inches. The red line is the existing deck the way it is today. And you see the new deck that we're proposing for the third floor and for the second floor, that would be 6 feet in depth, okay? The hardships here is based on several factors. The existing building, through no fault of the current owner, is pushed back from the front property line, which limits the availability for rear yard space. The lot slopes down from the front to the back of the rear yard, is north facing, and is limiting its accessibility and usability, especially for the upper floor flat. A minimal increase of the deck's depth of 2 foot 8 inches to 6 feet will help to alleviate the light and air impacts from the neighbor's addition. The property owner has mobility limitations. We have 3 letters from doctors describing his disability. He is unable to access the rear yard open space because of the terrain and steps. We have applied for a site permit to add a roof deck to the property. The permit included elevator access to the roof. Because of neighbors and planning department's opposition to all roof penthouses, we removed the elevator penthouse. The roof deck now has only stair access. Okay. The property owner's only accessible open space will be the 2 rear decks, making the need for enlarging the decks even more pressing. All of this creates a need for usable open space that is easily accessible. This request is for a modest increase of the deck's depth to provide accessible open space. The larger decks will mitigate the loss of light and air caused by the neighboring addition. We know of no objections from the neighbors to this request. Thank you for your time. The owners and I are here to answer any questions you have. I also have those 3 letters. The clients have the letters, the 3 doctor's letters. And if I can just take a minute, I'll get that right over to you. And I think we have 1 speaker in favor of the project.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item?
You have 3 minutes, sir.
My name is Lewis Butler. I am the architect of the house to the west of this on Filbert Street, and actually concurrently the architect of the house to the west of that too. These 3 houses together are in a very friendly planning and construction phase. All of the improvements amongst the 3 houses have been well communicated with all the owners. And I just wanted to mention that my clients at the 2 houses to the west are very interested in this variance being granted and are very happy with this project as proposed. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item? Okay. Seeing none, I will close the public comment. And I just want to clarify with the project sponsor that the permit for the rear decks for the variance it will be starting 311 notice shortly, or if it hasn't, I think it started just today. Great. Okay. Thank you very much. Well, considering that, and especially in relation to the other permits and kind of this project in total, kind of similar to the last case, I would like to see how the 311 notification period turns out, to see if any DRs are filed during that time. So I will take this variance under advisement until then. Thank you.
Moving to item number 7, case number 2017-009370 VAR, 3060 Pacific Avenue, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor. Oh.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Okay, that's great.
Good morning. My name is Lewis Butler. I'm the architect for 3060 Pacific Avenue. Before I forget, our 311 notification started on Monday, and so that will run for the typical 30 days. We are seeking a variance for the part of this graphic that's outlined in blue for 3060 Pacific Avenue. I think the findings are well described in print, so I'm going to try to spend my time describing some of the more subtle aspects of the block. Again, this is the 3,000 block of Pacific, and it's very unusual for a variety of reasons. One is our house and the house directly to the east of it are set back, creating a dense mid-block area, almost the reverse of a typical block pattern, where the structures come together mid-block. Also, there's access to the Broadway houses from Pacific Avenue, creating easements and driveways, and putting garages mid-block also. So historically, the middle of this block, and this is ongoing, and there have been some additions recently, have been used to add structures because the other areas where you typically can add to a house are not available. If you look at this site plan, you can see that the house directly to the north has a garage right behind us that goes right up to our back fence, as does the garage house a little bit to the east of that or west of that, and one to the east. Also, there's an indoor pool directly north of our house that was also built in the rear yard setback. So this pattern of building in the rear yard setback is one that's ongoing in this block, again, right in the center. Why don't we go to the aerial next, Dave? This is an aerial photograph. I think it better shows how the two houses mid-block facing south are set back. Our house in particular was built by an architect for himself. He worked for Ade Page Brown. He probably worked on City Hall. And this was the house he designed for himself. It is set back from the street. It has a wonderful facade, which I'll show you in a second. There is no possibility of altering this house on the front, nor do we have any desire to do that. This project is basically a restoration on the front of the house. This aerial view better shows how the houses are set back. Right there in the middle of the photograph, our house is the house on the left, and then there's a brick house on the right. Those are the two that are set back. You can see a driveway going through to Broadway between them. Again, an unusual situation. This is the area of the variance. On the right is the subterranean aspect of the variance, and that is the larger amount of square feet. That's 331 square feet. On the left is the above ground part of the variance on the lowest floor, barely visible behind the garden walls, if at all. You can see that we actually don't go any further than the existing protrusion to the north on the house, except for the little breakfast room bay window. And so that upper part of the variance is 176 square feet. I should say that we've been in very active communication with the neighbors. The neighbor to the east is in favor. The neighbor behind are very happy with this proposal. The neighbors to the west are fully aware of it. There is one neighbor that wrote a letter expressing concern about the amount of construction in the neighborhood. I do understand that and sympathize. Unfortunately, there are more projects, not ours, that are lined up to even take place after this that are even closer to him. So that's an ongoing condition that I feel is a bit out of our control. We're doing everything we can, planning to do everything we can to mitigate the impact of construction on all the neighbors. We essentially have to, because there's a village-like setting mid-block here. Everybody's very close, driving back and forth on the driveways. And the last graphic there, Dave. This is the rear elevation of the house, and this points out a couple of subtleties about the variances. You can see the aspect that I was talking about at the lower level. We've actually even shaded in the railing of the deck to make the variance on the lower level look bigger than it is. But that's that 100 and, is it 38 or feet? Anyway, that's the 130 or 70 feet of variance on the bottom floor. You'll also see a very small variance for the roof on the top floor. That's just to create a little bit more headroom on the top floor and a better window situation. That's very, very minor.
30 more seconds.
And you'll also see a spiral stair that was required by the building department. We are not happy about this spiral stair. We would like the spiral stair not to be necessary, and we're going to work very hard to find equivalencies that allow us to accomplish the egress in some other way. And that's it. I'm certainly available for questions.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public comment for this item. Yeah, this one is interesting. I mean, typically when you have an existing home that's of that size, you know, a variance can be challenging sometimes, but in this situation, there is a significant front setback, and these are fairly large lots and fairly large homes in this area. It's a very different context, and the mid-block open space is a very different context. I think I want to crunch some numbers on those issues and look into this one a little more closely before indicating one way or the other. So I'm going to take this one under advisement. Thank you.
Moving to item number 8, case number 2016-004355 VAR, 4152 to 4154, 24th Street, rear yard modification variance sought. You have 5 minutes also, sir.
Good morning, Mr. T, Madam Secretary. I'm Reza Kushnevisan, SIA Consulting. The project before you is is located in an NCD district on 24th Street. We are proposing to build 5 units on this lot, and we are requesting a variance, rear yard variance, in order to be able to fit these units as sensitively as possible to the adjacent neighbors on the mid-block. On the overhead, this is the subject property. The site is a bit eccentric. You know, it's surrounded actually on the back by a school that has a elevation of almost 12 feet above the rear yard of the current home. In addition, we have a rear cottage or a full-size unit in the back of the home to the west, which is in the required rear yard. We have in addition, we have other buildings in the middle of this rear yard, middle of the mid-block, that also protrude into the required open space. In addition, NCD district, as you know, at non-residential levels, it could cover the entire lot. So we worked with staff. At the beginning, we had a 5-unit building lined up in the front with a code-compliant rear yard. However, the building, we were hoping to demolish the existing building and build this building, but it was a bit overwhelming to the adjacent neighbors. And we have modified the design to do a vertical addition to the existing home and propose 4 units in the front of this building with a single family in the back. So the single unit in the back is where our rear yard variance would kick in. The reason that we feel that this is a good location for this house is because the school, St. Philip's Catholic School, like I said, it's 12 feet higher than the current rear yard. Had we proposed a rear yard, first of all, the noise from the school and the privacy issues by the rear yard of the school would devalue the open space to the existing units. By proposing a building in the back, we are going to mitigate some of the sound issues and the privacy issues, making this mid-block a lot more usable. In addition, the building in the back is similar in height to the adjacent building on the west. Therefore, we feel that this project fits well into this mid-block and allows these units, which are anywhere from 800 square feet to 1,100 square feet, rather affordable still for this neighborhood to be constructed. I'm available for any comments you may have.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public comment on this item?
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
My name is Miyako Saito. I'm living next door to this property. My property is mixed used. Commercial is psychotherapy offices. 4 people always working there. So our concern is noise. I want to make the noise minimize as much as possible. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item? If not, I will close public comment on this item. And I think as the sponsor pointed out, this is a pretty atypical context with the existing rear yard buildings, the adjacent school context, the elevation changes. On top of that, this is technically a rear yard modification and as opposed to a variance. So there are technically 3 different criteria, which are different than the 5 standard criteria for a variance. And after reviewing this, I think it meets all 3 of those criteria, and I would intend to grant this rear yard modification. Thank you.
Moving to item number 10, number 9, case number 2018-000806 VAR, 2224 Baker Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor, you have 5 minutes.
My name's Jan Longwell, and I'm the landscape architect for 224 Baker Street. We're requesting a rear yard variance, and it's a deck stair replacement. Right now, the existing decks are, there's dry rot. They're non-conforming steps. They need to be removed. These are the existing steps. Right here. We propose to remove those and replace them at the north side of the property and also in the rear yard where it's circled here. The steps impose on the rear yard setback, and they come out 6 feet 6 inches from the existing deck. The old steps did, as well as the replacement steps. Originally, this lot was a key lot, and in key lot situations, these steps would be, the construction would all be within the parameters of a key lot. And a key lot is the adjacent properties front other streets other than the Baker Street. This is a Baker Street frontage. So this property to the north faces Pacific, and the property to the south faces Jackson Street. Subsequently, the Jackson Street property subdivided, and now it's 2 lots. And so the property at 224 Baker Street was, they're not granted the key lot status anymore. Because of that, that was not the doing of the owners, and they weren't responsible for that. Changing the property next door. And this is their property is outlined, and then the property to the south here, this was 1 lot, and now it's subdivided. In addition, removing the stairs that are fairly visible to the neighbors. It's a picture of them. They're fairly visible to the neighbors to the south. Those will be removed. And these are the existing stairs here. We're going to be placing the new set of stairs over here against the concrete retaining wall. It's a 10-foot concrete retaining wall. So they're less visible than the existing ones. So the neighbors to the north won't be able to see them, and barely those to the south. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any public comment for this item? Okay, seeing none, close public comment. And can just clarify, because you're going against that concrete retaining wall, no additional firewall will be required?
The stairs are non-combustible.
Okay.
So they're steel stairs. Yeah.
Great. Okay, thank you very much for that. And see, yeah, basically for all the reasons you've laid out, essentially providing good access to the rear yard in a better location, in a location that's less impactful to the neighbors, without really any increase to the deck and other features, I'd be inclined to grant a variance.
Moving to item number 10, case number 2017-014661 VAR, 462 Filbert Street, exposure variance sought. Project sponsor, you have 5 minutes. Project sponsor for 462 Filbert Street. Okay. Moving along to item number 11, case number 2017-013669 VAR, 1650 California Street, exposure variance sought. Project sponsor for 1650 California. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Do I need to state my name?
Please.
Yes.
I'm Ben Rubin, representing the ownership and landlord. I won't get into the technicalities, and I'll let someone else speak to that. But the intent here is the city's initiative to grant ADUs, or additional dwelling units. We had initially had submitted for 4 units, and we have a variance on 2 of those units based on air and light. The goal of the ADU initiative was to obviously create more units in San Francisco, as well as create more property tax and funds for the city. So we think the intent for somewhat of a minor light and air issue should be granted. So I'll call in Gerald Green or Dan Paris.
For the record, my name is Gerald Green. I'm here to assist the project sponsor. As you heard Mr. Rubin, 4 units are being added. 2 of those units do not satisfy the requirement for exposure onto open space that's 15 by 15. We're essentially providing open space that is slightly smaller than the 15 by 15 dimensional requirement, but we are also providing each of those units with additional open space so that they not only front on one area, that they also front on an additional area. I don't have the dimensional requirements with me, but we believe that the spaces, while they don't satisfy the 15 by 15, still provide the adequate access to light and air. They're also not adjacent to windows or open space of adjoining properties. So with that, we believe that we've satisfied the intent, even though we haven't met the dimensional requirements. We ask that you grant the variance. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none. I agree with the sponsor that, you know, we see some variance proposals for exposure for ADUs that provide just one substandard area. This one provides each unit with 2 areas to receive light and air. Each of those areas are substandard, but they're not tiny. I think I would like to take a little more time and review these a little more thoroughly before making a final decision, so I will take this one under advisement. Thank you.
Moving to item number 12, case number 2017-014302 VAR, 2637 to 2645 Mission Street. Rear yard, usable open space, and exposure variances sought. Project sponsor, you also have 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Teague. Tom Tunney, Ruben Juniors and Rose, on behalf of the project sponsor. We're requesting variances really to accommodate the addition of three residential units at this property, furthering the city's strong policies for additional residential units. This is an unusual space and building. If you could look at the overhead, you see it's unusually deep into the yard, consistent with the prevailing pattern on this block. That causes a problem of having a smaller rear yard, but also these deep spaces just aren't practical for commercial uses. Commercial use is required on the ground floor, at the front of the property, and there's a great deal of underutilized space in these units. Project sponsor came up with the idea of putting in residential uses there. They would add three units to eight existing units on the floors above the commercial uses. The proposal meets the code's dwelling unit mix requirements. There is no density requirement, so we're consistent there. And you can see in this rear yard, it's a large open area, but it just doesn't meet some of the dimensional requirements. So for that reason, we're asking for variances from dimensional requirements of usable open space, a dwelling unit exposure, and then we have two of the units here and here encroaching into the rear yard. We're not aware of any neighborhood opposition to the project, and we ask for the variance to allow us to provide these additional residential units. Available for any questions.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I'll close the public comment for that. For this case, and just quickly, you know, as I understand it, there's no, right now the rear yard space at grade is the only open space for the units in the building. There's no roof deck, correct?
That's correct.
And do you know what the feasibility is of adding a roof deck to the building to add more open space? Okay, I'm sorry. Can you come to the mic, please? Thank you.
My name is Oscar Rojas. It'd be complicated to provide access to the roof deck. Mm-hmm. We would be encroaching on some exterior element to be able to get to the roof. And of course, the reinforcement of the roof framing members and structural aspects that would entail. Mm-hmm. So we might be asking for a variance for that if we were to do it. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem feasible at this time.
Okay. I mean, I'm thinking more about not as much for access for the new units, but for some of the existing units.
There are two units on the second floor, mm-hmm. that have essentially like a shared courtyard, which is kind of sits on top of the roof of the commercial units. Mm-hmm. So those two units, they have sliding doors that go into the space. So there is an outdoor space, not quite a roof deck, but it's just available for those two units.
Sure.
So there is some additional exterior space available. But it's just for those two units.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I do want to look at this a little more closely. I'm generally supportive. I just want to kind of review all the options. So I'm going to take it under advisement, but I'm generally in support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Before we move further, I would like to call on item number 10, case number 2017-014661 VAR 462 Filbert Street. Is the project sponsor of this project here? Would you please approach the mic if you are? Okay. Okay, moving to item number 13, case number 2016-013149 VAR, 1919 to 1923 Union Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor, please approach the mic.
Could I ask that this be moved to further back in the agenda? The project sponsor is on his way. He's running a little late.
For the Union Street one?
For Union Street,
yes. Item 13, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, moving to item number 14, case number 2018-000775 VAR, 600 Eugenia Street, rear yard variance sought. Is the project sponsor here? Please approach the mic, ma'am. You have 5 minutes.
Hi, my name is Nina Kaufman, and I'm one of the co-owners of the home. And we're doing some remodeling of the home, and we've been approved in our permits to have a staircase to go from our upstairs, which is the main level of the house where the kitchen is, to our rear yard. And because we're so close to the property next door, there's not a lot of light that comes in there, and so we've been approved for, like, basically a 3-foot landing, and or it's within code to do a 3-foot landing to the stairs, but the original window is like the width of a slider, so we were approved for a sliding glass door, and so we just want the landing to span the whole sliding glass door, so that it doesn't, you know, so it's a safety issue for us because we have young kids, and we don't want to have right on the other side of a door nothing there. So we have done all of the, you know, we've notified neighbors, and we've heard nothing of any opposition to that. And so we're asking to be granted that full landing.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public who'd like to speak on this item? I'd be very surprised. Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing on that item. This is a very minor request on a corner lot. And as you mentioned, there is a change in context for what was there before. And so I would be inclined to grant the variance. Thank you.
Moving to item number 15, case number 2016-013400 VAR, 1350 Pine Street, exposure variance sought. Project sponsor, you have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Gina Wye, and I'm the project sponsor for 1350 Pine Street. The project involves a soft story, which in conjunction with the soft story, the owners have opted to add dwelling units. The one dwelling unit has been approved for the front portion of the building. The two units in the back do require a variance for the rear yard exposure. The current rear yard is 10 by 40, so we're just requesting the exception for the 15 by 15 that is required.
Thank you very much. Is there any public comment on this item today? We've not had heavy public comment today. We're flying by. I can't keep up with each case just to get my materials out. Okay. This is the area here. Ma'am, would you mind just walking me through a little bit of the existing building in terms of how many units are in the existing building and kind of the context on this basement floor plan now?
Actually, I didn't bring a copy of the plans with me.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm filling in. Let me just pull it up real quick. I know that the ADU units are tracking side by side. There was an ADU for application for one unit at the front of the building that's already been approved through planning. The two units in the rear do require the variance, so it's lagging behind. I think this brings this total from 18 units to 21, but let me confirm that. The tenants that have been affected by the removal of the storage have all been given a separate storage area to replace their, not all tenants have access to storage, but those that have been affected were given new spaces.
Yep. Thank you. You know, for this one, we've had similar ones like this. I'm a little concerned because the property is kind of complete, almost lot line.
Yes, it is.
Development, and that's kind of the par for the course on that block. It's a heavily developed block.
Is
there's not much.
Quite dense.
Yeah, there's not much of a mid-block open space to speak of, and these units that need the exposure variance would, you know, look directly onto a very small area right next to an adjoining, I don't know, is that a five-story structure?
Yes.
Ish. And that's already looking north. So I'm a little concerned about the quality of the exposure for those units, especially in context with how developed the property already is.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not going to say that I would be intended to deny it, but I'm definitely going to take it under advisement, and I do have concerns on those issues.
So okay.
It under advisement and consider it further before making a decision.
Is there more information that that we can provide to you to help you with that decision?
I don't think so. I think the plans and the information we already have are adequate. It's just additional work on my part.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving to item number 16, case number 2016-000899 VAR, 6137 to 6147 Geary Boulevard. Rear yard, open space, and exposure variance is sought. Project sponsor, please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Good morning, Sony Administrator. I'm the project sponsor and also the architect of these projects. The existing building is a three-story large commercial space, but it's not good, make a good use. Many of the space has been vacant. And due to the city housing shortage, my client want to make the second and third and the fourth floor as apartments. The project starts since 2015. It has been almost 3 years, and we work with the planner, Sharon Young. She's been really helpful, and we had worked together and overcome many of the hurdles, and we come to some of the agreement, and because the project is short of rear yard, we ask for a rear yard setback variance. By the code, we require 25% of the yard had to be open where the residential house located. So the Sharon's suggestion is to have the second and third floor setback 15 feet from the rear property. And then on the top floor, she suggests to have a 25 feet setback, and which we have, you know, developed the drawing based on this advisement from Sharon's. So the new unit, every unit has their own open space, and all the unit has their own also had enough exposures. So the only thing we are short is the setbacks. The apartment, the building is close to Gary Street, a very busy transit corridor, and it's a great place for people, a higher density for apartments. And adjacent building also had a higher density of units around that area. So we want to take this opportunity, make the building more available for the residents of the San Francisco peoples. This is it for me today, and I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members of the public who'd like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing for public comment. And just have a quick question. I know that one of the units has substandard open space, and you are providing a roof deck for the top unit. You have two separate, you know, internal stairways. Would it be possible to do and make that a common stair at the roof and provide access from both stairways so that you meet all of the other code requirements, and that way it would not require an open space variance?
Open space variance? Mm-hmm. I think we have open space to every unit. The second floor apartment has, we do. The first floor, let me see.
Yeah, the second floor unit has a light well deck.
Right.
Yeah.
I think technical is really, really challenged to do, because we had to go to the other unit, to the other unit space before you can get to the stair and then to the roof deck.
There are two. Let's see, but there are two internal stairways. And one of them, I think all the units have access to both stairways. So there's just some question as to how the roof deck could be reserved just for one unit. Because based on the plans, it appears that both units would have access to the stairway that leads to the roof deck. So there's some question as to how would the access be limited to only one unit, and whether it should be limited to only one unit, because if there's access for all the units and it's large enough, then that could negate the need for an open space variance. I would want to look into that further. I think from the rear yard and exposure perspective, you know, you're taking an existing building, you're cutting it back some, and then where you're adding to it, it's co-complying, and so I think that's a good situation. I'm generally supportive of the variances for the rear yard and exposure. I would just want to explore the open space issue a little bit more to make sure that if it's feasible, we actually just provide co-complying open space to everyone. If we look at it a little further and determine that it's just not workable for some reason, then we can go from there. But I want to look at that a little bit further. So I would intend to grant the rear yard and exposure variance, but I want to take the open space variance under advisement.
Oh, sure. I think the roof deck definitely can be more available to all the residents, all the units. I think it's possible.
Okay. Yeah, we can work with the project planner
and
work through that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Moving back to our agenda, item number 13, case number 2016-013149 VAR, 1919 to 1923 Union Street, rear yard variance sought. Please approach the mic, sir. You have 5 minutes.
Thank you. Shall I begin? Okay. Dear Mr. Teague, my apologies for being late. Thank you for this hearing. My request is for a variance to legalize an existing stair and landings that encroached in the rear yard, in the required rear yard. Here is a picture. Okay. The building itself encroaches into the rear yard Hence, any structures at the rear will be located in the rear yard. We currently have a small rear yard. The current spiral stair and landings are a significant improvement than the previous stair. They're much less invasive into the yard than the prior wooden stair. And here is kind of an here's an outline. The red dash is an outline of the previous stair, and then the black is the current. The main point here is it has much less impact on the mid-block open space. The stairs and landings are needed most of all to meet the exiting requirements of the building code and to provide access to the restaurant mechanical equipment on the roof. We need these stairs and landings as a second means of emergency egress and also provides the upper unit with access to the rear yard. I'm not requesting special treatment. These are property rights that the other properties in this neighborhood enjoy. I know there's a significant amount of neighborhood interest and concern in the property. My project team and myself mostly made a mistake in starting construction without a permit. I've spent the last 2 years trying to undo that mistake. I've done my best to be transparent and open with everybody involved about that mistake. The stairs and landing have been there for 10 years without concern from the neighbors. My understanding is that the neighbor's concern is about the previous roof deck. I've heard them and have removed the roof deck. That work is nearly complete and just pending a final inspection from the Department of Building. I have also committed in writing not to seek approval of a roof deck in the future and to disclose that agreement to any potential future buyers of the property. I have had countless meetings and communication with the neighbors to address their concern and have done and attempted to do everything that I possibly could to address and allay those concerns. This last request is simply to legalize the existing condition, meet the code's exiting requirements, and achieve a final resolution and completion of these issues and with the property. I'm sure this is something that all of us would like to see, most of all myself and my family, and I'm sure definitely the neighbors and all the time that they've spent. Thank you again for the hearing. I'm available for any questions that you may have, as are my architect and attorney. Thank you for your consideration.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members of the public here who would like to speak on this item?
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Teague. I'd like to thank you for allowing me to speak regarding the variance on 1919 Union Street. My name is Dr. Janet Andrews, and I live on 2823 Laguna. Under normal circumstances, I don't think the neighbors surrounding the property on 1919 Union would have any opinion about a spiral staircase and two decks that have been there for 10 years. However, these circumstances are not normal. The basic problem is that the neighbors have lost trust in the project sponsor. For over 2 years, he has submitted at least 4 sets of plans to the planning department to legalize an unpermitted roof deck that he built on another unpermitted structure. All the neighbors have tried to work with him over the past several years, he's never compromised his position. We met him on several occasions, took time out of our busy schedules to try to come to a mutual agreement. Instead of meeting us halfway, he continued to submit plans that only benefited him. In November of last year, 2017, the project sponsor received his final notice from planning department to demolish the illegal structure that he built and return the roof to its original condition. Within a month of the notice, the project sponsor reached out to the neighbors and asked for our support on the matters mentioned in this variance. As you can imagine, at this point, no one was willing to support him because we no longer trusted him. We asked him to record a deed of restriction, notice of special restriction, and NSR against his properties, indicating that vertical expansions in the future will never take place without negotiating the NSR with the neighbors and the zoning administrator. He informed us that it was not possible due to his loan restriction, but could not provide proof of that. He did write us a letter, which he stated, which I have will submit to you today, in which he promised to never build a roof deck as long as he owns the property, and he would disclose this to a future buyer. If a variance is granted, we are requesting that you might add a condition to restrict any vertical addition at 1923 Union Street. He also owns the property next door. I would like to take the last 30 seconds to thank you, Mr. Teague, and also Laura Aiello at Planning, Mr. O'Riordan, Mr. Sweeney at the Building Department, all the support staff and administration that have answered literally hundreds of emails over the past several years. I have profound respect and admiration for the difficult and time-consuming process these takes. But most of all, I'd like to thank my neighbors for their interest and concern and willingness to participate in the public and time-consuming process of maintaining and preserving their neighborhood and being good neighbors and friends. I know you will make a decision in the best interest of all the neighbors as well as the project sponsor. Thank you.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. My name is David Geib, and I live at the 2831 Laguna Street. So my lot is the southern-facing lot that abuts the project sponsor. I don't really buy his reasoning for wanting a variance to legalize this structure simply because it's been there for 10 years and it hasn't been a problem and hasn't looked for that in the future or hasn't looked for that in the past. I think that this project, legalizing the structure, what it does is it opens the avenue for him to then go back and rebuild that roof deck that we had a big problem with that was built illegally. This is the biggest roadblock that I can see. That's the only reason why I think this wants to be approved. He wants this approved. Access to the mechanicals on the top, that's something that was just brought to our attention recently that was never in any of the disclosures before. I'd also just like to echo everything that Janet had said. There's a lack of trust, and I think there's been a lack of any offer of compromise with the neighbors. So in general, I would like this just to not be approved, and I'm not asking him to take down anything that exists there. I just don't want anything approved so that there'll be no further construction, because this has been a two-year process. Lots of time spent by the neighborhood, by Janet, and us attending meetings, trying to get through this, and I just want it to end and be done. Thank you.
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Catherine Bente. I live at 2829 Laguna in the first floor of the building that is southernly abuts the property, 1919 Union Street. And I have written a letter of opposition, which I feel lays out our concerns, which again sort of echoes the first two speakers here, that my main opposition is that the illegal staircase that now goes to the roof. The initial staircase did not go to the roof, and to keep that there would always leave the door open. Despite a signed piece of paper, it would always leave the door open for a future vertical extension roof deck on that property. And I'm in the position of being on the lowest level in the southern property, and those two windows are 90% of the sunlight to my home, and a vertical extension of 1919 Union Street at any time in the future would very much detriment the hours of sunlight to my home and impact my home and my property value. And again, that's why I oppose this variance. So as the first speaker, Janet, said, if it were to be approved, I would ask that respectfully that it be with the understanding that there would not be any future vertical building on that roof. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. My name is Jeff Byrne. I own a little two-unit Victorian very close to the subject property. I want to thank the board for allowing me to speak here today, and thank you for your service to the community. Excuse me. I want to declare now that our city benefits from people like Janet House. I want to publicly thank her for all her important work with this neighborhood issue. She alone is responsible for galvanizing our community and our goal of protecting our rights within this process. After many awkward, inconvenient, and senseless meetings, it is a real disappointment that we are still on this path to nowhere. The cliche of "it is easier to ask for forgiveness than permission" is the recurring theme by this applicant in this long process. We are here due to simple distrust in an individual who is hell-bent on maximizing the income from his properties due to the detriment of his neighbors who just happen to live behind him. I realize the issue here today is not the future construction of a roof deck, but it is a looming future threat to those neighbors who border these properties. They may in the future lose their million-dollar view that Arnaud was trying to capture with his deliberate action to illegally construct a roof deck. Arnaud is a landlord. These properties have a total of 7 units, commercial or residential. When is enough enough? The original illegal rear stairs and decks were done 10 years ago. The recent illegal roof deck was started 2.5 years ago. After all this time, can we really expect him to change his behavior and act for the good of the neighborhood? I am holding hope that this board could find a way to restrict the development on that roof of said building. I am a landlord as well. I have jumped through all the city hoops and followed all the rules to develop my little Victorian nearby. I love the alley that the building is on, and I respect the owners that share that special place. If I wanted to maximize the income from my property, I'd jack up my building, put in 2 parking places and a laundry room. That improvement would make me more money, but it would also block views and reduce my neighbor's right to enjoy their living space. All we have is our neighborhood and our neighbors. In the function of running an apartment rental business, just one more second, I respectfully ask that this board to red flag this address, deny the variance, and continue to notice all the neighbors involved of any future development. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name's Marty McGinnis. I live on 1908 Green Street, directly behind the sponsor of this building. I've written a letter supporting my fellow neighbors in rejecting this request, and I'd like to submit it.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Is there any other public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public comment, but the sponsor has 3 minutes for rebuttal if they would like.
Thank you for allowing me the chance to talk. I wanted to clarify, so actually in this picture you can see there's the mechanical equipment from the restaurant. The only way to access this equipment is through the stairs in the back. There's an alley that leads, a service alley that leads from Union Street all the way through the back, and this is how they get their monthly service or, you know, whatever their periodic service is for the equipment, and that's the only way that they have the means to get up there. And this is not a road to a roof deck. I've stated this in that assigned letter. I've stated this publicly. I have no desire for a roof deck. And I want to clarify that. I do completely understand that, I started this without a permit, and I'm sincerely sorry for that. If I could go back, I would completely do that and never start that. All I'm trying to do is undo what I've done wrong and just maintain the staircase to maintain service access to the commercial hood and intake air at the top, and also to provide the legal required egress. And these new stairs have much less projection in the rear yard. which will minimize any impact on the open space. Thank you again.
Sure. Just a couple quick questions.
Sure.
So the stairs being used for access to the mechanical space, can you explain how the restaurant staff would access those stairs?
Sure. Are you able to see this? Okay. So up here is Union Street. And then so you walk down, there's an alley that's approximately, I think, 6 to 7 feet wide. And then you just walk down this alley here. And then there's a fence right here and a gate. And you just walk in and up these stairs.
Do you know that would that require any kind of notice and permission from the residents at the time that they wanted to do that in the rear?
No.
Or is that just open to those tenants at the ground floor as well, the retail tenants?
Correct.
Yeah. And then additionally, I believe, you know, you've been working with, you know, our staff on design issues and everything else. I believe one of the outstanding potential issues was setting back the proposed upper deck off of the property line to match the existing building wall and the stair, which is about 3 feet or 3 feet 4 inches. Can you respond to that at all?
Or? Is that this on the east side right here?
Yes.
So this area, there's currently just a railing on the property wall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there'd be an issue bringing it up. They use this as kind of like a staging area for equipment and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a particularly big area. I'd just make it a little smaller, but.
Okay. So you don't have a problem bringing in that railing. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shall I leave these? Take these?
Well, I'm not sure what
just
that
is. Just that document I was just showing, sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. You can keep those.
Okay.
If you haven't submitted your declaration of posting, though, you should submit that.
I emailed it to Laura, but okay. I have these as well.
Yeah, if you have hard copies, it's great. So obviously this project has a lot of history that I've been aware of off and on over time. I know there's a lot of history between the people. You know, the challenge is to look at this just as a project and just look at it from a variance perspective and does it meet the findings or not. Generally this top unit doesn't have great open space as the code would require. So we would generally be supportive of some kind of option to allow for some reasonable, usable open space for that unit. Of course, determining what that looks like is the challenge. And then there are obviously the other complications just related to the other issues on the site. So with all that in mind, and I would mention too that anytime a variance is granted on a property, one of the conditions of approval is that any future additions to the building do have to be reviewed by the zoning administrator, and they may require a new variance, just depending on what's being proposed. So even without a condition on any new roof decks or vertical additions, any proposal for that, if the variance was issued, would have to come back to the zoning administrator in the future. That doesn't mean you can't add additional conditions that are more focused or more specific to future development. So with all that said, there's a lot to digest here. So I'm going to stick with what seems to be a theme today and take this item under advisement. Thank you.
Last item in our calendar will be item number 10, case number 2017-014661 VAR, 462 Filbert Street, exposure variance sought. Is the project sponsor for this project here? It's a no-show, Mr. Zia.
Okay, well, we opened the public hearing. We are closing the public hearing, and I will take that item under advisement.
Okay.
Any Public comment for an item not on the agenda today?
Not today.
Seeing none, I will adjourn the hearing.